So you could get your new Sanderson Ford at 8 o'clock, swing by KTR Studios, grab your Arizona State Parks pass, and be off. I will tell you, we have 35 state parks. We just won the national gold medal for our state park program. We have 35, and with this much rain that we've gotten in the last 6-8 weeks across the entire state, I can tell you that you can't go anywhere that's not going to have a greener look, a vibrant smell, the creosote, the feel of fall. So here's what we'll do. If you will give away, I'm going to do these in pairs, and I was wrong. Good for one adult and one youth at parks with per-person fee, or one vehicle at a park with a per-vehicle fee. So we'll put two of these together. Family of four would be covered. Just the first five texters, put your name in the text, though, so that when we label, because if you're going to come by and pick these up today, these are people that would pick them up today, this morning. I just need to know what name to put on the envelope, and we'll leave them. We'll give you more details on where they'll be left outside, but you'll be able to swing up, pick them from the, it's basically the smoker's lounge. It's the building smoker lounge is what that is.
Just hold your nose if you.
Well, no one's down there on a Saturday, so
that's true.
We'll put weights on the table and you can be off to your Arizona adventure. We talked earlier about the full moon rising, and I brought Dr. Sky into the conversation because there's supposed to be what looks like two full moons coming up, and I called him to ask about it, and he's like, no. So I said, all right, let's get the real story from Dr. Sky.
And good morning, Romy. Good to be in the house, on the house. How are you?
Very good. And yourself?
Very well, thank you.
So what's this thing with Mars and Moon, and it's supposed to look as big as it, but it was really last month?
Well, Romy, this goes back to about 2003 when the last time Mars was closest to the Earth. And by the way, on July 31st, Mars was closest to the Earth in the 15 years since 2003, but hoaxes, Inquirer style, run rampant through the internet, as we know. And basically, what was being told is that this weekend, when we see the beautiful full Sturgeon moon, that Mars would appear as large as the moon. Hold the phone, stop the presses, because in astronomy, that would virtually be impossible, because Mars, even though it came within 35 million miles of the Earth back in July, and by the way, still good, it would be impossible, Romy, for Mars to be that big as the moon. And if it were, ouch, the Earth's tides would be disrupted, our moon would probably be whacked out of orbit, and so would the Martian moon. So it's nothing but a hoax. But always, there's a segue to what we can really see around this event. There's always great things happening in the sky.
What will we see then?
Well, here's a good one. Tonight, hopefully clear, a little less monsoon. And Sunday night, folks, take a look at this. Romy, this is outstanding. You can see many planets in the sky and this beautiful full Sturgeon moon. So here's what you do. Beginning just after sunset, the object into the west, that's the brilliant planet Venus. Then just follow the arc to the left. This is the planetary path we call the ecliptic, the zodiac signs. To the left, as you follow Venus, you'll see Jupiter, a little less brilliant than Venus. Venus is the brightest of them all. And then continue to hug that line along the southern part of the sky, and you'll come to Saturn, fainter of the three that I'm describing. Then to the left of that, Mars is so outstanding. You can see it almost as bright as Venus. And then, Romy, what you would see continuing to the left is the beautiful full August moon. So imagine that in just a small view with your iPhone. You know, you could do one of those panos. You'd actually be able to see all these planets, totally unusual, totally amazing, and something that all of the people who will listen to the radio show this morning, I'm sure they don't want to miss.
Well, there's no shortages. You know, with all the you often hear, we won't see this again for 150 years.
Exactly.
This hasn't been seen for X amount. With how many stars and how we're constantly moving in orbit, you could probably pick up something different almost every night that lines up
right.
Different than,
yeah. No,
than it will
right.
For another 300 years or whatever.
And the big story, folks, this early morning as you're having your coffee or enjoying the show, here's one, Romy, that I think is always getting a little bit of overplay. Every couple of weeks, there's another asteroid that's coming dangerously close to the Earth. And before the advent of the Internet, obviously we didn't have the technology maybe to discover as many. But lucky for us, most of these objects pass harmlessly through the night. But the interesting part is every week you'll hear that another asteroid is coming exceptionally close to the Earth. And if you read the details, some of these are 4 and 10 million mile distances. So nothing to really worry about, at least from that part of the equation, and no big Mars and Moon hoax this weekend.
So how close would an asteroid have to be to break the atmosphere?
Very interesting question. We've had a couple that were discovered last year that were well within a few, maybe, 3,000 or 4,000 miles of the Earth. But what would really start to break up in the atmosphere, Romy, would be the area about 62 miles above the Earth. That's where, of course, space actually begins.